I'm back here inside Witterfield as we're just about 5 minutes away from first pitch. So Raptors right now obviously 500, but as a team, they're batting 239 as a team. They have 402 hits in total. That's 15th in the league with 239 runs scored. But that's 20th in the league, so that's where they really drop off, because a team that has struggled to get runs home, and this is one where a stat that even doesn't work in their favor. They have 209 RBIs in total. That's 22nd out of 24 teams in the league, so they've really struggled in those situations of getting guys home. It seems like a lot of the time they leave guys at scoring positions, but those timely hits have really hurt the Raptors, especially those RBIs. So they're going to have to look to continue to fight getting hits, but getting hits that matter in the biggest moments of getting guys home. So we're going to find out how that unfolds in about 5 minutes. Raptors right now on the third baseline, getting ready for the national anthem. The Mallards on the first baseline, all warming up here for the national anthem and getting set for a beautiful day in Wisconsin Rapids, as we'll find out how this game unfolds. First pitch coming up in about 4 minutes. We'll take a quick step aside for the national anthem.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back inside Winterfield, Jacob Rosenkrantz warming up right now. A grad transfer headed to Missouri Baptist and the NAIA school in Missouri. So he's excited for his next journey in Missouri, because he's a guy that is expected to get a lot of innings pitched, and something that he lacked were innings pitched at Valparaiso. Only had 28 and a two-third innings pitched with 46 hits and 40 runs allowed. He had a 2-2 record with 11.30 ERA, so wanted more innings pitched, and he's a guy that really can shove the strike zone. He's had a 4-1 record, one versus Lakeshore, Madison, Fond du Lac, and Green Bay, but he's lost again versus the Chinooks. So 34 innings of work, allowing 28 hits, 7 runs, and 21 strikeouts, a .79 ERA, which is unbelievable. He's a right-hander, a tall guy that really can find the strike zone. He works a lot of his fastballs into his command, works with the curveballs at times, but Leading off for the Mallards will be Davis Hamilton. So Raptors in their white tops with the black sleeves, the red, the maroon Raptors logo on the front of the jersey, and the maroon numbers on the back. The Mallards in their light blue uniforms with the yellow cutoff sleeves, the yellow stripe down the pants. So Davis Hamilton out of North Dakota State, batting a 250 as he lines one up the middle to start. First pitch and goes a base hit in the center field. So Davis Hamilton, good start for him, a guy that has 18 RBIs on the season. And the Mallards already have a base hit. So Ryan Sprock, the third baseman, he'll step in now, batting a 312, 33 RBIs. He's been unbelievable. At least three guys in this Mallards batting order have at least 33 RBIs or more. As a swing and a ground ball over to Bubba, who has trouble fielding it, goes in and out of his chest, tries to pick it up and falls once again. So Brendan Bobo bobbling the ball in the air. And just like that, Sprock to first, Hamilton to second, and the Mallards in business here in the top of the first. So an error from Bobo. And this brings up Owen Jackson, the Toledo Rocket from Kankakee, Illinois. 10 home runs first in the Northwoods League. He's had 3 home runs and 5 RBIs in his past 7 games. Batting a 324, 42 RBIs. The big power hitter and the DH, who also has 36 runs. And Rosencrantz serves in and goes outside for a ball. So a slow start here for Jacob Rosencrantz. At first is Sprock, and at second is Hamilton. Nobody down, one in scoring position. Rosencrantz will look over at second in the 1-0 home. Up and outside and comes away in a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count for Rosencrantz. Works a lot of fastballs. And the guy that got the win versus Madison back on June the 5th. He went 3 innings, allowed no hits, no runs, and 3 strikeouts. Has a swing and a miss on the inside, and the first strike of the game for Jacob Rosencrantz. And gets back to 2-1. It was a fastball that worked in at 89. So 2 balls a strike. Rosencrantz, a guy that logged 18 and 2/3 innings and struck out 8 back in 2022 for Valparaiso. And the 2-1 up on the outside corner for a ball, 3-1. So right now, if he throws one more ball, the bases will be loaded. Nobody down in the top of the first. Let's see if he can change that. Rosencrantz will set in. He turns his body, looks, and fires a 3-1 as it's skied away, pulling left field side out of play. 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, a full count. Jacob Rosencrantz, one of the best ERAs in the league and definitely one of the top Raptors pitchers this season. As the full count delivery, up and outside for ball 4. Jackson to first, Sprock to second, and Hamilton to third. Mallards with a good attack here early. And it was a base hit, an error from Bobo, and then a walk. So Isaiah Jackson, he'll step in, the center fielder out of Vail, Arizona, and the Arizona State Sun Devil, batting a 259. He's also had 33 RBIs. Another solid hitter for the Mallards as he swings and misses inside, and it comes in for a strike. That time on a changeup at 85, 0-1. So Isaiah Jackson, 3 home runs in total. 0-1 count. Rosencrantz sets high and fires the 0-1. You take it back to the first game between these two teams played. Isaiah Jackson hit a home run in the right field. So he knows what it feels like to get behind the wall here at Witterfield. The count runs at 1 apiece. Bases loaded for the Mallards. And the 1-1 home as Jackson fouls his right side. 1-2. So Owen Jackson's at first, Ryan Sprock at second, and Davis Hamilton, who led off with a base hit in the center, he stands at third. The count runs at 1-2. Jacob Rosencrantz on the first base side of the slab with the glove tucked in to his sleeve. He checks in now. He'll come set to 1-2 home and outside for a ball, 2-2. So a guy with a .79 ERA and has been one of the top pitchers for the Raptors, really struggling here in the top of the first. He sets the 2-2 home. Outside for a ball, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, a fastball comes up and away at 90. And right now, one ball away from sending a runner home and cracking the scoreboard for the Mallards here, top of the first. Rosenkrantz will set in the 3-2 home, and Jackson flies this out left side, out of play. So three balls, two strikes, and the count runs full. As Rosenkrantz will set in, and it goes low, and this time for a ball. So a run gets home as Isaiah Jackson will take first. Davis Hamilton will walk across home plate. And now the count, well, Rosenkrantz really struggling. He's down 1-0. So Nick Williams only had three at-bats, but he's batting a .333. So Nick Williams out of Racine, Wisconsin, only had one hit, so not many at-bats, only he's had three, but he's got a hit because of it. So committed to Michigan State out of Wabash College initially. But Isaiah Jackson is at first, Owen Jackson at second, and Ryan Sprock at third. Nobody down, and the Mallards lead 1-0, the 1-0 home, as they swing in a ground ball over to Gervich, who charges it, throws it home to Jensen. He steps on the plate. And getting out, that's the right play as Ryan Sprock was charging home. But a heads-up play there for Jack Gervich. So Jake Goolsby, he'll step in now. The first baseman out of Charlotte University from Springville, Alabama. 20 RBIs and three home runs. He's batting at 250, check swings, but comes in for a strike, 1-1. So a ball, a strike, and an out. Once again, the base is loaded. As they swing in a ground ball in between first and second. A run gets home, and Owen Jackson on his way to home is Isaiah Jackson. And once again, the Mallards add to their lead up 3-0. A hot start for the team in blue and yellow. So Jake Goolsby recording his 21st and 22nd RBI. So Owen and Isaiah Jackson get home. And this brings up Cal Fisher. One down, runners at the corners. Setting in is Rosenkrantz. He fires outside. And it comes in for a ball. A 1-0 count. As Rosenkrantz, the 1-0 home on a swing and a miss, but a ball gets away from Jensen, charging home and throwing it behind Rosenkrantz. Williams gets home, but now Rosenkrantz, a collision as he looks to be injured now. But getting up, he's a tough kid. He'll walk back towards the mound, but nonetheless, another run score for the Mallards. An avalanche of runs here in the top of the first. Williams scores. Rosenkrantz, a little shaken up on that play. So Madison right now on 4-0. And bounces away from Jensen. It was a passed ball. So not the ideal start. The runners advance. You have a runner advance. Goolsby to second. And another one in scoring position. Cal Fisher. The count runs at one apiece. So Rosenkrantz a little shaken up. Rosenkrantz will come set. A rough start to this game for the Rafters on the defensive side. Looking over at second where Goolsby stands. He fires the 1-1 on a check swing low. And nonetheless, a curveball that comes in for a strike. 1-2. So Gervich made the play home to get a runner out. Well, that's the only out the Rafters have acquired as Fisher misses low for strike three. So Fisher goes down, and that's a boost of confidence for Jacob Rosenkrantz. Able to strike out his first batter. Here batting in the eighth spot, Canyon Brown out of North Carolina A&T. He's batting a 284, 27 hits, 14 RBIs. Madison, a very good hitting team. They don't have a guy below 250 in their batting order. There's a curveball out way outside, 1-0. So 1-0 count, two down. Canyon Brown, 11 runs in total. He's got 14 RBIs. And the 1-0 pushes in. This time it's a fastball up and outside, 2-0. 2-0 count. Mallards, a first punch, and well, really punch in the mouth to the Rafters as a 2-0 foul back into the dugout. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Rafters looking to just get out of this inning and get to the bottom half, because right now, Madison in full control, up 4-0. A lot of game left, but they've really taken the first punch. The 2-1 up and outside again, above the zone at 89, 3-1. So two hits, four runs, and also an error committed by Brendan Bobo. Three balls, a strike. Rosenkrantz will set in the 3-1 home on a swing and a ball lifted in the air in the deep center field. Johnson runs after it and makes the grab at the warning track for the third out. But nonetheless, a four-run inning for the Mallards. They're up 4-0 with two hits as well. We head to the bottom of the first on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, a 4-0 lead for the Mallards. So the Rafters playing from behind early, as they are going to need hits, need runs, as they're a team right now that doesn't do well when they play from behind. So they're going to have to find ways to get back in this game. Four runs, it can happen quickly or it can take time. So Ty Johnson will help them in this start to come back. So Johnson, DeGotti, and Lordoy are the first three to bat. Ty Johnson, a guy that's had 46 hits in total. He's at 164 at bats, batting a 280. He's got 21 RBIs as well. So Frankie Wright, on the mound for the Mallards. He sets in. It's a fastball that pushes in and finds his strike zone just barely inside on a 89 that time. Out of Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, Frankie Wright, a Wagner College product, plays his collegiate baseball as Johnson lines one into the second baseman, Hamilton, who takes it on a bounce in the throw to first. And he's right on time. So Jorge Degatti will step in now. 31 hits on 97 at-bats with 13 runs. He's got 10 RBIs, batting a .320. Second on the team. In the past five games, he's batting a .400. As Wright sets in, it's a fastball low and away. That time, 1-0. It comes in at 91. Mallards up to four runs in two hits. It was just a really rough inning for Rosencrantz. He'll have to shake that off in the 1-0 outside, 2-0. So Degatti, the Indiana Hoosier, and a native of Miami, Florida, previously attended the University of Florida, where he appeared in nine games. So previously a Gator in the SEC. And then this season for the Hoosiers, he had seven appearances with seven at-bats. Also had three hits and an RBI. He's a talented kid. He's just looking for his opportunity. He'll see the 2-1 from Wright as he pops this away right side. 2-2. So the count runs at two apiece. One down. Wright will look in. He'll come set. Kick high. The wind and the serve. Just low on a belt-high fastball out and away. The zone at 90. 3-2. So the count runs at full. And two away. Here in the bottom of the first, right, this 3-2, and a swing and a weak ground ball over to the shortstop, Fisher, who fields it up in the whip over to first, and is right on time. So a ground out, two straight of them, one to second, one to short, and a guy that has really helped the Raptors on the hitting side, Orlando Lordoy, batting a .500. He's got four hits on eight at-bats, also with a home run as well. So out of Panama City, Panama, previously attended Clark State College, but this season for Benedictine University at Mesa, batted a .401 with 227 at-bats. Absolutely just destroyed the stat sheet. A guy that had 91 hits, 77 runs as he takes strike one down the plate. Also has 12 home runs as well and 65 RBIs. Just an unbelievable hitter. The 0-1 as Lordoy skies this. And on the third baseline running after it is Ryan Sprock, who makes the grab in foul territory. So that is the third out and the third straight out. As Mallards go 1-2-3, we head to the top of the second, 4-0. Madison leads. We'll step aside.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
T top of the second inning and bottom of the order for the Mallards as they are in front 4-0 over the Rafters. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as Jackson Tucker will lead off. He's a guy out of St. John's and heading into his junior season from Staten Island, New York. Batting at .246 at the plate. 18 RBIs in total as Rosencrantz goes to work once more on a swing and a miss. Right down the plate, 0-1. So two hits for the Mallards in the first. A hit from Hamilton in the leadoff spot and also Jake Goolsby, who had a two-run RBI single as the 0-1 home and paints the zone for a strike, 0-2. So 0-2 count. Rosencrantz looking to shake off that rough first inning. He's a guy that has a .79 ERA. So can get strikes when needed as the 0-2 and a swing and a bouncer. Charging it and running after it is Bobo. Tries to barehand it and loses the grip. Getting the first is Tucker. And Jackson Tucker with a leadoff hit. He'll take first. So a tough start for the Rafters, just like it was in the first. A leadoff hit from Hamilton, and here in the second, a leadoff hit from Tucker. So, top of the order with Davis Hamilton, who's 1-for-1. Batting at .250. And stealing second is Tucker, and the throw from Jensen, and the tag from Broussard is not there. So, just like that, puts a runner in scoring position. Jackson Tucker putting on the afterburners. 0-1 count. Ryan Sprock, who is on deck as Davis Hamilton. And I'll see a 1-1 count. A ball and a strike. Rosencrantz will look in with the ball in his glove. He'll look over at second. The knee-high kick in the fire. Outside of the zone. And comes in low at a ball. 2-1. It was a changeup at 85. Rosencrantz has given up 3 hits, 4 runs. He'll look over. And the 2-1 home on a swing and a ball lifted high in the air into right field at the warning track. Lordoy comes under it, makes the grab, and on his way to third. The throw from Lordoy all the way to Bobo, but sliding cleat first into third is Hamilton, is Tucker. So Tucker will take third. Hamilton does his job of advancing the runner. So Ryan Sprock, he'll step in now. Well, one down. Sprock reached on base off of an error from the third baseman Bobo. As he swings and skies this in the air into the infield, first baseman Jack Gervich catches it near the mound on the left side, and that's two down. So a pop-up from Sprock. And Owen Jackson, who walked his first time up, batting a .324. He's been unbelievable. I mean, when you lead the league in home runs with 10, you're definitely doing something right. Out of Kankakee, Illinois. So had his season with the Toledo Rockets. And two down as a changeup low. And a ball 1-0. So fifth run for the Mallards, 90 feet away with Jackson Tucker. Rosencrantz the 1-0 home. And just clips the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. And a fastball that works into the zone at 88. So 3 hits in total for the Mallards. And the 1-1 outside for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls a strike here with 2 down. That third is Jackson Tucker. And the 2-1 to Jackson and a swing and a ground ball in between first and second. Rolling into right field, Owen Jackson records his 43rd RBI of the season. And Madison up 5-0, and we're only in the top of the second. Tucker gets home. And a tough start for the Rafters. Owen Jackson. A 1-run RBI single. Isaiah Jackson, who had an RBI walk his last time up. The bases were loaded. He was disciplined at the plate, saw full count, and saw the fourth ball. 5-0 lead, dominant so far for the Mallards. And really struggling on the pitching side. Rosencrantz, the 0-1 home. And just inside for a strike, 0-2. An 0-2 count. And a two down. And the 0-2 fouled back off the top side of the bat. Staying alive. As Isaiah Jackson we're in the fourth batter and the second time through the order for the Mallards as a ball fouled into the netting and staying alive here is Isaiah Jackson. Only the Raptors have only had three batters. So right now Madison throwing haymakers at the Raptors. They've had no response. Rosencrantz has struck out a batter in Cal Fisher. It's the only time he's done it so far. And the 0-2 to Jackson flied away left side again. And it goes away. So Isaiah Jackson, guy batting a 259. He's up to 34 RBIs this season. Rosencrantz will set high, and the 0-2 to Jackson, and a ground ball over to Gervich, who reaches out to his right, ball drops in his glove, and steps on the bag at first. So going down is Isaiah Jackson, but nonetheless, the Mallards add to their lead. They're up 5-0. We head to the bottom of the second on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 59. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. A picturesque evening as 78 degrees and sunny, wind blowing from right to left. But Brendan Bobo, he'll lead off. A Cal State Fullerton product, a 5-0 lead for the Mallards. So Rafters playing catch-up here early as Frankie Wright delivers in on a strike and a fastball at 88. So Bobo is at 29 hits, batting a 236, leads the team in RBIs with 28, and also home runs with 6. As the 0-1 home has a swing and a belt into right field, heading back. This is high, and this one's gone. Brendan Bobo. Up to 7 home runs, and the Raptors get on the board. A solo shot for the Santa Cruz native. First run of the game for the Raptors. Bobo just absolutely annihilated that ball. Well, they needed that. They needed something. That was 99 miles per hour off the bat and 362 feet back. So good start there. Bobo with a solo shot. Now up to 7 home runs and 29 RBIs as Wright delivers in on Gervich. Up and away. Absolutely just smoked it in the right field. As the 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1. Out of the 7 home runs Bobo has had, that was the second one here at Witter Field. As the count runs at 1 apiece, Wright will set low as Gervich flies this in the left center field, heading back, and does this have the distance? It does! Jack Gervich, it's your turn for a home run. He follows it up with a solo shot of his own, and the Rafters right now have cut it to 3. Back-to-back home runs, this time from Jack Gervich. So Gervich, he gets his 6th home run of the season. And now we've cut it to 5-2. That was 94 miles per hour off the bat and 366 feet back in the left center. So a line drive that just made it all the way back. So back-to-back home runs, and, well, the Rafters have fought back here early. And, well, if you can't get guys on base, well, just hit the ball behind the wall, and that's certainly what they did there twice. So that's a way to get runs, as Wright will have to shake it off and serves the 1-0 home and paints the zone for a strike, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Garrett Broussard batting at .231. He's got 33 hits and 13 RBIs as the 1-1 will change up outside for a ball. 2-1. So 2-1 count. Garrett Broussard batting in the 6th spot for the Rafters. Nobody down. The 2-1 home. Right down the pipe for a strike. 2-2. So Frankie Wright has not recorded his strikeout yet. Looking to do that this time. He'll serve the 2-2. And a ball lifted high in the left field. Does this have the distance? And just left of the foul pole. Almost. Garrett Broussard would have hit a solo shot, and that would have been back-to-back-to-back home runs for the Rafters. My gosh, that was close. Just drifting out of the left field foul pole. But Garrett Broussard, my gosh, it would have been a hit parade. I mean, certainly is right now. And the 2-2 home, and a ball sent in high into left field as running after it. Diving Fisher just makes the grab before Williams gets there. So fortunate Cal Fisher is able to catch that ball. He catches it behind him. A little bit of miscommunication, but it doesn't pay off for the Rafters. Broussard flies out. So Anthony Gallison, he'll step in now. As Gallison sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. Out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. A 1-2 punch from Bobo and Gervich to cut this to a 5-2 game. The 0-1 from Wright. And just away the zone. Had a fastball at 90. Gallison, 12 RBIs in 12 runs. He hasn't recorded a home run yet. Can the time be now? The 1-1 on a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Sprock at third. Bends in low, fields it up in the glove, and the throw across the diamond is on time. So Gallison, the ground out, but Chris Conniff, 33 hits in total. Batting at .266, he's got 20 RBIs. Two down. Here, bottom two, right? The kick high, the wind, and the delivery. Right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. As Wright goes to work once more and fouled top side of the bat into the netting, 0-2. So Chris Conniff, .266 at the plate with 24 runs. A guy that was an all-Northeast Conference selection for Wagner. And the 0-2 to Conniff. just low on an ankle high ball. A changeup at 82, 1-2. Ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 home and fouled off right side behind the foot of Conniff. He'll stay alive. Two hits, two runs for the Rafters. Bobo and Gervich, who both are first and second in home runs and RBIs. And the 1-2 home as Conniff hits sort of a jam shot, a low fly ball into the glove of Fisher. And going down is Conniff for the third out. So we head to the top of the third inning. Back-to-back home runs from Bobo and Gervich cut this to a 5-2 ball game. We'll step away on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. A 5-2 lead now for the Mallards as Nick Williams hits a base hit in the left field. It was a low ground ball. And that went in between Broussard and Bobo, so he starts it off with a single. But how about that? The Rafters, bottom of the second, back-to-back home runs from Bobo and Gervich to cut this to a three-run ball game. It was a 1-2 punch early for the Mallards. Four runs in the top of the first, a run in the second. But the Rafters have cut into this deficit. But nonetheless, here, top of the third, Williams leads off with a single. Jake Goolsby, he'll step in now, had a two-run RBI single his first time up. So a one-strikeout day so far for Rosencrantz. He checks off over at first. Rafters have committed an error in the field, and it was early from Bobo, which allowed Sprock to get on base. And the 1-0 to Goolsby as a ground ball once more into right field. The exact same hit, it seemed like, for Williams, but this time it went on the opposite side. So a base hit into right, a base hit into left. And just like that, back-to-back hits. Mallard's up to six hits now, and they're in business once more. Cal Fisher, who struck out swinging his first time up. So Madison, they have really put a hurt on it here early at a curveball that checks into the zone. I'll remind you, they bat a 266 on the road, which is better than at home. And this is a team that has really had been very streaky, to say the least, in this second half. Obviously an 8-6 record. They started 4-1. They were dominant in their first two games against the Rafters. They swept them in that series. They were started 4-1. They lost two. Were then to 4-3, but then they won four straight, then up to 7-3. As the 1-1 to Fisher, a swing and a bouncer over to Broussard at short, fields it up in the throw to third, a sliding cleat first dive, and he gets there. Doesn't get there. Bobo makes the out. He steps on the bag in time as Williams goes down, but nonetheless, Cal Fisher, he'll get to first. Goolsby to second, two away. So they were up. They were a 7-3, and then they had a three-game losing streak, and they went to 7-6, and then, well, excuse me, 8-6 now, and you know they struggled at as a swing and a hard hit ground ball into Bobo's chest. It goes off of his chest. Had trouble fielding that ball, and Brendan Bobo once more. He can't find the way to field that ball. And now the base is loaded with one down. Mallett's really making a lot of contact with the ball. It comes in as a hit for Canyon Brown. Well, right into the chest. It dug in. As this is Jackson Tucker now, who got a base hit. His first time up, only in the top of the third, and Mallard's up to 7 hits in total. At first is Canyon Brown. At second is Fisher. And at third is Goolsby. Two away near top of the third, the 1-0. And popped outside. 1-1. The ball and a strike and an out. And the 1-1, a slider low, 2-1. Which is interesting about this Madison Mallards team is their offense has scored under 2 runs per game prior to the 6th inning in the second half. Well, right now, they have 5 runs. And the 2-1 to Tucker outside and low again for a ball. Can't find the right corner. And a fastball that sweeps in for a ball, 3-1. So once more, if a ball gets thrown here, another Mallards run would score. Can the Raptors find a way to get out of this inning? Gurvich is crowding in, and the 3-1, and a low slicer into right field. Lordoy has trouble fielding it. One run scores in Goolsby. The second one gets home in Cal Fisher. And now Madison in front. And they add to their lead. They've scored at least a run in all 3 of the innings. They're up 7-2. A 2-run RBI double for Jackson Tucker. And top of the order, well, Tucker to second. And now to third in Canyon Brown. So a slicer in the right field pays off once more. 7-2 lead for Madison. As the first offering, home and in four ball, bounces in the dirt. And Davis Hamilton, 1-for-2, got a base hit and flew out to right. Jacob Rosenkrantz having a tough time today and serves in a ball low, 2-0. Just hasn't really found his rhythm, and a guy that very uncharacteristic type day for him. He's allowed 8 hits, 7 runs. 6 of those have come earned. And the third offering once more brushes the dirt for about 3-0. One down. There's only been one half inning where there's been no runs. And the 3-0 finds the zone for a strike, 3-1. And remind you, every game Madison has won in this series has come here at Witter Field. As a 3-0 bounces low, but hit off the bottom side of the bat. And the count runs at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, a full count. At second stands Jackson Tucker, and at third is Brown. So 1 down, 2 away. Rosenkrantz sets in. He looks high, and the payoff. And up above the zone for ball 4. Hamilton to first now. And he's reached base 2 out of the 3 times he's been at bat. And now Ryan Sprock. And this is a guy that you definitely don't want to have him up to bat in this situation. Got on base off of an error from Bobo his first time up. And then popped out to first. 1 down. setting in is Rosencrantz. The first offering in a check swing, then down the plate for a strike. 0-1. And a changeup at 85. One down. The base is fully juiced. Outside on the second offering. So Brian Dyer was down near where the pitchers were. The pitching coach for the Raptors and now headed back to the dugout. He's definitely telling a guy to warm up, and it looks to be Mitchell Whitcamp down there. And the 1-1, and a swing and a hard hit bouncer over to Bobo. The throw at the plate is high over Jensen. A run scores in Canyon Brown. It hits off the backstop, and another run scores in Tucker. So Brendan Bobo commits the error there. A wild throw over the head of Jensen, which seemed like a routine throw. And now two-run score for the Mallards. They're up 9-2 now, and we're only in the top of the third. So the infield coming in for Rosencrantz and having a word with themselves, just really uncharacteristic. This is a team for the Raptors. They've already committed two errors, given up 9 runs and 8 hits. They are first, remind you, first in ERA in the league with a 3.42. They have the best pitching staff out of all 24 teams. They're fourth in the least amount of errors, and they're second in double plays. So seeing this type of stat line, what's going on right now, just doesn't show how good of a team they are. But they're also third in fielding percentage as well. So this is really not like this team. The runners are on the corners for the Mallards. A dominant display here in the top of the third. Already 9-2. Raptors are going to have to dig deep. As Owen Jackson will see the first pitch, and it goes in low for a ball. So Mitchell Whitcamp working in on the mound right now. He's in the bullpen. So you wonder, this will probably be Rosencrantz's last inning if he can finish it out. So at first is Ryan Sprock. At third is Hamilton. A one down, the 2-0. And just foul tipped into the glove of Jensen, 2-1. Two one count, one down. And right down the plate for a strike, 2-2. Owen Jackson, who walked his first time up and then got a one-run RBI single. He's 1-for-1. And a 2-2 count outside for a ball, 3-2. So Rosencrantz giving up 8 hits, 9 runs, 3 walks, and a strikeout. The payoff, swing and a miss outside. Jackson goes down. That's the second out. So Isaiah Jackson, he'll step in now. So Isaiah Jackson was walked but had an RBI as there was the bases loaded. He grounded out to first as well as a thrown and a ball. Hits the catcher, a pass ball, but just goes to the right and away from Jensen. Able to get that in time, but thinking about taking home was Davis Hamilton. So one away here, top of the third. Another 4-run inning for the Mallards. They're threatening once more. Rosencrantz will set high on Jackson and paint the zone with a fastball. 0-1. And setting in and swinging a miss this time for a strike. A 1-2 count. A ball, 2 strikes. 4 runs in the top of the first, a run in the second, and then 4 more for Madison. An abundance of runs for the Mallards. They've out-hit the Raptors 8-2 as well. 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids, both committed by Brendan Bobo. And the 1-2 and a miss low For strike three, Isaiah Jackson goes down. But a four-run inning for Madison. They lead 9-2. We head to the bottom of the third on WFHR.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning, and we're here in the bottom of the order. Levi Jensen will step in now. Rafters trail 9-2. Madison has been stellar on the offensive end, so it was a moment of confidence, you could say, for the Rafters. Bottom of the second, back-to-back home runs from Bobo and Gurvich. They've had two hits, and two runs have come of it. As Frankie Wright will set in on Jensen, the 0-1 fouled, backside of the netting, 0-2. The only good thing is, you know, given they have a big lead, Madison does, but the Rafters, they have the rest of the game to try to get back into this ball game, because right now it's all Mallards. 0-2 up outside, and a ball 1-2, and a fastball once more, 89. So Frankie Wright has not recorded a strikeout. He's nearing his 33rd pitch. Giving up two home runs. He's only had two bad pitches, you could say. And the 1-2 out and away, and a ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody down. Frankie Wright. Levi Jensen, who bats a 103 at the plate. He's got nine hits in total as he fouls top side of the bat. So Jensen, also seven RBIs as well. Well, he says collegiate ball for the North Alabama Lions in Florence, Alabama. 11 runs in his second season for the Rafters. Wright will come set in. He'll serve the 2-2, and this goes outside and low to fastball. 3-2. So the count runs it full. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 home as Jensen, towering fly ball. He hits into shallow left center. This drops right into the glove of Fisher at short. Two away. So top of the order with Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second. His first time up at the plate. Cal Fisher has been busy at shortstop, and, well, he's got a ground out with the assist, but also three punouts as well. So Johnson out of Flower Mound, Texas, 46 hits in total, 21 RBIs, as Wright delivers in outside for a ball, 1-0. Ty Johnson, McLennan Community College alum, batted to 356 for them this season. A reliable player, can play center field. He's been put a lot at second base this season as well, but that has come at times when Conniff or Broussard have not been their best, which is quite rare. And the 2-0 low, 4-ball at an ankle high, 3-0. So Johnson has an opportunity to get on base first time today. The first baseman, Jake Goolsby, has really shifted in. You'll see the 3-0 and just grazes the zone for a strike, 3-1.